Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright.
Welcome back. 17 till, a little bit of the Drifters bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. We got no barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. All the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Articles, archives, Brain Trust members, the knowledge base, my blog, and our poll question. Every week we have a different poll question. We hope you'll take that time to let us know what you think about, what your thoughts are on our poll question. And when you give us your answer, you'll see what other people have said immediately. So check that out. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Mike Mitchell is our guest. We're talking about the generations, dealing with the different generations, and we're talking about the importance of respect and trust, and how much more, Mike, that's how much bigger deal that is today than it was 30, 40 years ago.
Well, and it's interesting.
Between the generations.
It's interesting. You know, there was a study published earlier this summer, and the short version is this. CEOs that were interviewed suggested the biggest issues with their employees was now being overworked and overloaded because of cutbacks.
Oh, yeah, they're creating a casualty list.
And they said, you know, they feel pretty fortunate to have a job. Nobody's going to go anywhere. My biggest concern is they're overworked. When they interviewed the employees in the same organizations, upwards of 70% said that they were already looking or had found a job to leave as soon as they saw a slight upturn in the economy.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's going to be major turnover.
You know, but the amazing thing is the paradox and the disconnect.
Let me stop you for a second, Mike. But in that dynamic, as long as those people feel like they feel right now, they're sitting there with a lot of fear. And that's not good for the marketplace.
Well, and not only fear, they're not giving 100% effort.
That's exactly right. When there's no trust, fear goes away, and so does creativity.
Yeah, and you hear the buzzword today, engagement with employees. And the national studies, now that they've been doing it 5 years, from Gallup still reflect 7 out of 10 employees feel disengaged from the organization. And the data is mind-blowing. If you can get your engagement numbers to 50%, oftentimes it adds, I mean, listen to this, 3% net to the bottom line.
Right.
I mean, these are the documents. I mean, this is the data. It's no longer, you know, in the old days, people thought if my people are more comfortable and feel engaged, you know, they're more likely to be productive, but there was no data.
Is there?
You know,
data. Are there issues between the Gen X and Gen Y that have to be resolved? As we're managing, if you're a baby boomer and you've got 40-somethings, 30-somethings, and 20-somethings working for you, do you need to be paying attention to the relationship between those generations?
A little bit, and I think you can solve that by putting them on the same little mini teams within an organization to accomplish tasks. The only issue, and it's really not overtly significant, is that, you know, Gen Xers still kind of work to live. You know, their family and their personal life is paramount. The sociodemographic data on the Gen Y is they have a little more of that BMW capitalistic.
So they're a little more
boomers
like the
famous.
They're a little more like the boomers, huh?
Yeah, come on, baby.
Interesting.
So I think if you have them work together to accomplish tasks, and I think your question is apropos because in 10 years it'll be a more interesting dynamic when the Gen Xers presumably are the leaders.
Right.
You know, now they're in middle management and upper middle management, you know, going into that middle 40s category. When they get to be 50 or 52 and you see more senior managers, it'll be really interesting for guys like me.
How do you think the world's going to look different in those days, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the world's going to look different, and, you know, we've talked before. I really believe that, you know, you take my work as an example. I mean, I work with a lot of big companies that get it. I also interview with a lot of companies that don't get it. And I think the small businessman, just because they're accustomed to people wearing a multitude of hats in the same organization, have a true advantage in engaging the younger generations. I think it's a huge boon for your listeners. You know, I was telling somebody on an interview yesterday, You know, my daughter, my 24-year-old daughter, can sit on the couch, she can text, she can watch a movie, and she can carry on two conversations. And I, you know, used to challenge her, and then I would test her, and she had her hand around all four issues. So I think the younger generations, you know, when you get an organization that's more traditional in their hierarchy, we've got a deep apprentice-like stepping process.
In small business, we collapse all that mostly, don't we?
In small business, that's collapsed. So I think, you know, that's a huge advantage.
That's another example that proves my prediction from 1998.
No question.
Which is that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur.
And if I could tie the last interview in here for just a second,
okay.
Jim, you know, I think small businesses, I just happened to be listening to your segment, you know, where they were talking about websites for small businesses,
right.
and people starting websites. You know, one easy thing to do to really help attract and retain your employees is to put some of their comments on your website, your own employees and their pictures. You know, and people then feel a deeper sense of ownership.
And customers like that. Customers like that too.
Oh, customers love it. I mean,
it helps them to get engaged with the company because now we got real life human beings.
And like I said, it helps build pride in the organization. It costs you, you know, virtually nothing to put somebody's picture and a quote from them about how they helped a customer, or how the organization has given them additional skills, or how they love this market of helping small businesses grow. Just to put one or two of their comments on there. Now, next time you go to look for an employee. Employees in interviews are so much more prepared. You know,
they've
searched you on LinkedIn, they've searched you on the website.
That's a really, really good suggestion. Give us the website again, please.
Mine is www.unlockthemysteries.com.
And the book is They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X, and where's that available?
You can buy that on Amazon. You can buy it online. You can buy it from my site. You don't see too many in the bookstores anymore, but all the websites got it.
Quick break, 10 till, right back with Mike Mitchell. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.